Let us rise as we join our hearts and our voices in a time of prayer. A couple updates to our prayer list today. Last week we prayed for Jerry Wiley's brother David. We found out that David passed away on Tuesday, so uplift the Wiley family as they mourn David's death. Also got news that a relative of the Reams, Rick Shelton's mother, Frances, she passed away. That's Jim and Lynn's son-in-law. His mother passed away. So we want to pray for their family as well, the Shelton family, today. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Jesus Christ and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, mighty God, there is none like you in holiness, constancy, and might. Yet you exercise your power for the salvation of sinners. As we draw near to the celebration of Jesus' birth, fill our hearts with gratitude that your Son humbled himself and became flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, mighty God, Bethlehem was too small to be among the clans of Judah, yet from it came forth the King of Kings. Remember the congregations of your people where numbers are small and resources are scarce. Provide for their needs. Remind them that the Lord of Lords dwells among them in his means of grace. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, mighty God, you make poor and you make rich. Receive our thanks for your gifts of daily bread. Give us contentment with what you provide. Preserve us from coveting what you do not give, and grant that we would be wise stewards of your blessings. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, mighty God, you helped your servant Israel, and your mercy endures forever. Look upon those brought low by illness, injury, grief, or other affliction. Lord, today we pray for those families that are mourning the loss of loved ones, especially the Wiley family with David's death this week, and then also with Francis' death this last week for the Shelton family, that they would see the big picture that you have put together for those who have died in you, that eternal life is our future. We also uplift those that we think about today that have struggles, especially those recovering from surgery. We pray for Bev as she has transitioned home, that you would smooth out her time at home and restore her health. For George, recovering from hip surgery. Heidi, struggling with some health concerns. And those others that we named today. Haley, Kai, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Kathy, Bob, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Mike and Brent, Terry, Brian, Jean, Carol, Courtney, Spencer, Jim, and Joyce Holroyd. Lord, have mercy upon them, grant them health, healing, and strength, and maintain in them the certain hope of your faithfulness to them for Jesus' sake. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, mighty God, you have done great things for us, most of all, delivering us from death to life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Mercifully hear our prayers and answer them according to your will for the sake of your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.